Blog Talk Radio.
God day, and welcome to another segment of Reigning with God. This is Keith Russell Lee. I am your host, and I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced that you have joined me on this day. Folks, this podcast is unlike any other podcast because in it I share principles and give you the tools that you can create the life that you desire and you deserve. If you're a first-time listener, I'm Keith Russell Lee. I am the spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment that meets in Washington, D.C. and also in Philadelphia. As we're gearing up for 2019, we're going to have some powerful services, changing the format as opposed to monthly. We'll be going weekly, believe it or not. And I'm excited about what God is going to do in us and through us and getting all of the ministries up and running. So fasten your seatbelts. Come on, become a partner with me. Yes, we will still be doing all of the internet and expanding all of the internet ministries and expanding. These are not local ministries, but it is a global ministry of people coming together in community and building the kingdom of God and empowering and equipping people that they can live a phenomenal life. That's what it's all about. Jesus himself shared that I've come that you might have life and have life abundantly, Zoe, a life that is enriched, fulfilled, meaningful, and purposeful with resources. Well, listen, I'll share more with you on that, but let me get into this lesson. I've been sharing about the inner dynamics that are within you, the things that are within you. Some call these faculties. I call them the inner spiritual dynamics. And God has blessed us with everything that we need. He's given us the tools. He's given us the resources. And so I've been looking at these 12 things. We're on number 9 now, but let me just give you a review. We've looked at faith. We've looked at love, strength, wisdom, power, imagination, understanding. Yesterday we left off on will. And today we will be dealing with order, God's order in our lives. Now, let me share this by way of introduction. Order operates on the notion that everything is in order. You got to hear that. Everything is in order. It rests in the idea that God has created an orderly universe. And so when we talk about order, we have to understand that we are spiritual beings made and created in the likeness and the image of God, that we live in a spiritual universe that is governed by spiritual law. Okay, see, before we can be able to understand order, we first of all have to understand that, yes, you are a spiritual being. You're created and made in the likeness and the image of God. His spirit lives inside of you. That we live in a universe that was ordered by God, and everything operates within order, and they're governed by these spiritual laws. Now, folks, let me share this, because see, what organized religion has done, has made God to be this temperamental, moody God that moves when he wants to move, blesses who he wants to bless, and it's all very random. My friend, if you read the scriptures, it does not operate that way. Everything God does is based upon order and spiritual law. Everything God does is based upon order and spiritual law. Folks, it's superstition if we believe in this randomness of God. Oh, God, you're up there somewhere. Oh, if I just pray hard enough. Oh, Lord, I'm begging you to move your hand. I'm begging you, Lord, to look down upon me. Folks, that's a superstitious understanding of God. The Word of God says that if you look for me, you will find me. He says that he will answer your prayers. My God is not some faraway, removed God that we have to be able to try to seek. My God lives inside of each and every one of his children through his Holy Spirit. And so we have embraced, if you will, this superstition about God. And we have looked at God as some random, temperamental, moody, maybe I'll bless you, maybe I'll not bless you, it all depends, whatever, when we live in an orderly universe that's governed by spiritual law. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1. And someone can say, boy, Keith is on fire today. I'm destroying some myths right now. Genesis chapter 1. It says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that light was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day. And God, and I want to drop to verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Let me go on down to verse 9. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. If you go through the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and chapter 2, you see God created an orderly universe. Everything in time, everything had its place. God created an orderly universe. Now, folks, let me share this. Because, see, this speaks to what I'm talking about between superstition and spiritual law. See, when we understand God operates from a spiritual universe, we understand that everything that we talk about, oh, God, I'm praying for, oh, Lord, bless me, when we realize that if we walk according to his word, because he set up an orderly universe, that we then walk in the fullness of all that God has. Now, I want to share something. This is radical. I believe the reason why God does not answer prayers. People say, well, God, he answers prayers all the time. No. I mean, come on. You know that there are times when you have prayed that God has not answered your prayer. Well, I guess it was that he didn't give it to me because he knew it wasn't good for me. No, he didn't do it or move because you already had the answer that you needed. You already had the answer that you needed. You had it because it was inside of you already. But you chose not to act according to the spiritual laws and truths. Let me share something with you. and I'm excited today. I just want to go to Deuteronomy 28, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, Deuteronomy 28, verse number 1, 28, verse number 1. And I want you to see, again, because, see, everything God does is in order. Everything is in order. There is a system that God puts in place. And if we follow the system, the blessings will come. If we follow the system, the blessings will come. If we follow the word, the blessings will come. If we follow the word, the blessings will come. Look here, he says, and it shall come to pass that if thou shalt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God and observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all the nations on the earth. Now, notice something there. I said that if you what diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord, if you diligently apply these commandments. Now, I'm speaking from a metaphoric context because many people get caught up into their religion and the law is the Torah and it's this and it's that and they get so exact. And you've got to understand something, folks. This is a code. This is metaphor most of the time. And the Bible is not about some historic people that lived thousands of years ago. This is all about you. This is all about you. And so when we approach the scripture, we have to approach it realizing it's not about some folks that lived thousands of years ago. This is about me. This is about you. Okay? And so when we are dealing with these commands, what commands are they talking about? They're talking about spiritual laws and truths. They're talking about these inner spiritual dynamics that's within us. And if we operate in these truths of his word, we will be able to prosper. We will be able to have prayers answered. And matter of fact, we won't even have to pray about those things because he knows what we stand in need of even before we ask him. It is ours even before we ask him. All we have to do is operate within that spiritual law and truth. Oh, you know, I'm excited because I got so much to say in only 15 minutes. But everything is in order. Everything is in place. And even when the things that are not so powerful, if you read on in terms of Deuteronomy 28, it will tell you that if you don't follow the principles, if you don't apply and diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, then guess what? You're going to get the consequences of that action as well. But what I want to focus on, folks, is that you have everything you need and more within you because it's all about the order of God. You live in an orderly universe. You live in an orderly universe. You live in an orderly universe that's governed by spiritual law and these truths. And that is why I teach. That is why I share these things, so that you can be empowered and equipped. But listen, I only got about 90 seconds left here. But let me just share this again as I summarize, that we are spiritual beings created and made in the likeness and image of God. We live in an orderly universe that is governed by spiritual law. And if we operate within that spiritual law, we can operate at God's highest and best. The reason why Jesus did all of the miracles that he did and performed was because he operated in spiritual law. Okay? Well, listen, let me share this in this less than 60 seconds that I have. Let me share. Listen, be a faith partner with me. Be a faith partner with me. Go to krlm.org or right on Facebook or what have you. And guess what? Hit the button. Be a faith partner with me. I want to send you a daily email that I send out every day to all of my partners. I want to be able to be in prayer for your most urgent needs, and I want you to walk with me and to assist me in changing the world, folks. These messages are changing the world. But listen, until next time, do me a favor. Live with faith and power and continue to create that phenomenal life. This is Keith Russell Lee saying bye now.